All right, hi, hello, welcome to another episode of Sip Size Start. I just figured I'd give a quick life update. Last episode, I said that I was wondering if I was still going to have my job or not because I was at seasonal. I do. I was finally told yesterday, I guess I was like the last person that was gotten a hold of, which, you know, go figure my life. But yeah, that's good. Shane has a job as well. So everything's going a lot better than last time I made an episode. So that's good. I guess the biggest thing that I'm dealing with right now is my depression, which I've openly talked about. I've made a couple videos about it. It's something I struggle with. And it's been a problem recently, definitely. It feels like even when things are getting better, I keep feeling worse. And it's really, depression is a very hard thing because it can just feel like there's cement just sitting on your heart. And it just feels very heavy. And it makes you not really want to do much. And that's what's frustrating to me, because I feel like the worse the depression gets to me, I'm like, well, the more I'm laying around and doing nothing is the more I'm gonna be nothing. So that really is hard for me, but I'm really trying to push through it. Like I have said on YouTube, I do take medication for my depression. I gotta set up medical here in California still, so I can be able to get more when I run out. But I think as long as I keep myself busy, I should be okay. I just gotta keep myself busy. Which brings me to the ways that I've been coping with my depression, which falls in line with me keeping busy. So everyone's different. Everyone has their different ways of coping. Mine is definitely keeping busy and keeping my mind busy with, for me, which for me, bleh, my mind is always kind of like in a fast forward mode. Sometimes it slows down when I like hit a brick wall, but I am very much like, I want to keep busy, and I can't, like, when I'm given a task, I like walk fast, for example. Like, I can't walk like a regular person. I'm like, boom, 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 boom. So I'm very often in like fast forward mode. So I think that may be another reason why for me to cope with my depression, it's keeping busy, just keeping on top of things, keep doing things. So I've been trying really, really hard to get back into YouTube and stuff. I keep kind of hitting brick walls. Like, earlier I thought my camera was completely busted because it couldn't turn on. I found out it's the battery. I actually think it was two of the batteries because neither of them were working. I finally tried the third one and it finally worked, which sucks because that means I only have one battery, but I will deal. Good with the bad. So just like little things that kind of keep trying to stop me, but I'm still going at it. Another thing that I've been doing is working on music. That's become something that I'm very passionate about. I've been writing and I've been finding beats I can like sing to, and I've been playing my guitar again, and that's what has been a main focus for me. So music has been a very big part of my coping, and also this podcast, because I'm just kind of like talking, I'm chatting, and that's really nice for me to do as well, just kind of blabbing everything out. So that's pretty much what I've been doing, is the YouTube, this podcast, and trying to do some music, which I'm pretty proud of. I'll play a little snippet of the latest one I did for you real quick. You wanted something more, so you stopped at Kevin Hill, so just one that you want out, but he laughs at your face, said I'm not. And that was the one I called Something More. I really liked that one. I thought it was pretty cool. I would definitely like to record it better one day, kind of like more professionally. But yeah, that's what I've got going on right now. Everything's kind of getting better, slowly but surely. And yeah. But yeah, I think this is where I'm going to end this episode. I don't really have too much more to update on. I think everything's going better, thankfully. It still has a ways to go, but I'm sure it'll get there. And yeah, thanks for listening to another episode of Sips I Start. See ya.